The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Issue. I was struck, you know, here in Philadelphia, the front page of the Inquirer today is half about this race that you're in and half about another shooting in a church in Montgomery County. We just had 8 people killed in Ohio, 6 people killed in Georgia. I mean, President Obama has said it's the greatest frustration of his presidency that he hasn't been able to do more to stop gun violence in this country. And I know what your platform is, but what do you think that you could get done that he has not been able to do?
Well, you know, in the last month, he has come out with some very tough regulations. And getting those implemented, I hope he gets them done before he leaves, but I will certainly make sure they are. They're executive orders. They have to be, reintroduced and signed with a new president. That will give us a base we haven't had before to build on. If we take back the Senate, which I believe we can, and you here in Pennsylvania have a real opportunity to help us take back the Senate by electing a Democrat. The Democrats have decided they will be led by Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer has been one of the most effective legislators in taking on the gun lobby. He and I worked together to get the Brady Bill passed way back in my husband's administration. So I think that it's the kind of issue. You have to start early. You have to work on it every day. And we need to make it a voting issue. You know, we were talking about people not showing up in midterms. Well, that's when you can hold legislators, members of Congress, accountable if they continue to be intimidated by the gun lobby. And indeed, here in Pennsylvania, and I see my friend Ed Rendell there, the legislature in Pennsylvania has passed some of the worst kinds of legislation favoring the gun lobby. It's just outrageous. And you have these killings going on in Philadelphia. And it wasn't just this weekend. Last weekend, 12 people were shot. 4 people were killed. There was a man executed on the streets here in Philadelphia talking to somebody running for office. This is out of control. And if anything else, we're killing 33,000 Americans a year. We would all be working as hard as we could to save lives. I am determined we're going to save lives, and we're going to do it by taking on the gun lobby and getting common sense gun safety measures. But we're also going to do it by addressing the gun violence culture. Too many young people in particular are turning to guns to settle disputes, grievances, resentments. We have got to help our young people understand guns are never an answer. And there have to be other ways. And that's going to take all of us working in our schools, working through our churches and our houses of worship. We've got to break the grip of the gun culture on our young people, because the number one leading cause of death for young African American men are guns. It outranks the next 9 together. So this is a health issue, a safety issue, a cultural issue, and I'm going at it from the very first day. I'm going to keep talking about it, and we're going to make it clear that this has to be a voting issue. If you care about this issue, vote against people who give in to the NRA and the gun lobby all the time.
Well, you know, Scott right there clearly sets the platform for the Democratic Party. Says, look at you want to give up your guns? You got to go with the Democratic platform. That's what they believe in. You really can't argue, but you missed the main point. And that is that, she kind of got close to it, but could not really make the full closure of it. And that goes back to what our founding fathers said, is that, you know, our Constitution was designed for a moral and virtuous people. You take out morality and virtue, then you have this kind of chaos. So we have built-in responsibilities or built-in freedoms in the Constitution. And if they're aberrated and exercised in a way that is not consistent with the very very heart of the document, then you have this kind of chaos that takes place. So, you know, for non-law-abiding citizens, again, you know, here it is. The Democrats' answer is let's have the tail shake the dog and confine law-abiding citizens.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD, or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's Primary Tuesday in the Mid-Atlantic, and they're ready to vote, and they're often voting. It's Bill Martinez Live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Almost half of the original 13 colonies are set to vote. And will this be a Trump and Hillary sweep? Five states, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. In total, 118 Republican delegates, 384 Democrat delegates will be up for grabs today. And with us right now to break it down further, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Herb, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, always a pleasure to be with you as well. Thank you.
Well, okay, five states here. Break it down for us. Let's start with Connecticut.
Well, look, I think, let me give you one general comment, if I may.
Okay.
I think Trump wins and wins big. The problem, however, is that half of the delegates, or 54 of the delegates, will come from Pennsylvania and be open to any kind of candidate. That is, they are not necessarily going to be committed during the course of this primary season. So it's a kind of dubious primary. The primary is a combination of both the popular vote as well as the delegates. Some delegates are free, and each state has its own pattern. So it's not at all clear that even if Trump goes through a wipeout and clearly dominates, he's not going to get that many delegates that would bring him closer to the 1237 number that's necessary, of course, for the nomination.
On paper, will he look like he's closer, but then there is that dubious aspect of this particular primary?
Well, he looks as though he will be closer. And look, the argument that will be made by the Trump people is fairly obvious. Even if he doesn't have the 1237, he's going to say, look, I won more states than any other candidate. I have generated more votes than any other candidate. I have put myself in the position where I have close to the 1237. And since I am so far ahead of the other candidates, I deserve the nomination. He would make that claim on the first ballot. And it's a very compelling argument. There will be others who say, and I guess Mr. Priebus falls into this category, 1237 is the number, not 1236, not 1235, 1237. You don't have 1237, we're going to a second ballot. In a second ballot, anything can happen because many of the delegates who are committed will not be committed on the second ballot, and as free agents can vote for anyone. Presumably, Cruz could win on a second ballot. Now, what happens at that point is obviously the Trump people will be very disturbed. We won more states. We won more votes than Cruz. How come you're giving him the nomination? Will they bolt? Will they revolt? Will they break up the Republican Party? Hard to say. If, in fact, Trump does win, there will be many Republicans who believe he does not have the qualifications to be president of the United States. They will be very, very alarmed at what this means for a presidential race in which the Republicans could lose the Senate and conceivably could even lose the House.
Exactly.
So they're not so happy about the Trump candidacy. So, again, This is a very, very interesting moment if you look at it from a kind of heuristic, a dispassionate point of view. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking about the future of the party, I think, is in disarray. And it looks as though the Republican Party may be morphing into something else, something new, something mm-hmm. very different in the future.
Well, this is what happens when you have an outsider who, for all intent and purposes, I mean, they all lauded, hey, we got an outsider. You know, the people want somebody, you know, outside of the establishment. You know, their views and their sensibilities are not consistent with the status quo. And you can argue whether or not that needs to be bust up or not. But either way, if it is, Herb, if it's, you know, if it's broken up and redefines itself, then it's really dead in the water for the 2016 election. And we've got barring an orange jumpsuit for the Democratic presidential nominee, we're going to have Hillary in the Oval Office.
Well, I think you might have Hillary in the Oval Office, unless, as you've pointed out, there's some sort of Hail Mary. And what does happen is there's a leak, and one of the FBI agents who's engaged in the investigation of her criminal activities actually sends an article to the New York Times that becomes the equivalent of the Pentagon Papers in 2016, and she's flushed out of the race. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden waiting in the wings to be the candidate of the Democratic Party. I mean, there are many scenarios that are emerging here, all mm-hmm. of them very interesting, but it's not at all, I mean, it's, if you're making a wager, you'd have to say that Hillary Clinton is the obvious front runner and probably the next president of the United States.
Well, the other thing they're going to argue with Trump, and even on the way to Cleveland, they've been arguing this, and it's going to really come out all the more, Herb, and that is the polling. When you break down the polling among Hispanics, blacks, you know, females, millennials, and that sort of thing, I mean, you're seeing Hillary just killing Trump. And this has been Ted Cruz and John Kasich's argument all along, is that when you consider the polling, regardless of how many votes Donald Trump has, he's not going to, you know, bring in the bacon, and certainly the downline, the downline candidates for the Republicans are going to be greatly affected as well. And you could have a situation where I think it'd be very tough for the Republicans to lose the House, but you know, all of a sudden now the Democrats got the White House and the Senate.
And the Senate. Well, I think the great fear on the part of the Republican leadership, and it's a very genuine fear. This is, you know, the Republican Party keeps talking about Ronald Reagan and how the Reagan strategy of 1980 was successful. But America is not the same as 1980. Our country
exactly.
has changed fundamentally. And as a consequence, you're looking at minorities that play a far more significant role in the election of the president. So I think it's important for the Republican Party to start changing their mindset and thinking about ways in which they can reach out and make some sort of inroads into populations that do not ordinarily vote Republican. And that is the great challenge for the Republican Party if it is to exist as a party. But as I said, what you're seeing now is a schism that is very, very deep, runs right down the center of the party. And there are many Republicans who will say, if Trump gets the nomination, look, this is not the party for me. This is not a man who I regard as a conservative. This is not a man who has the qualifications for president. Many of those Republicans will simply bolt. Will they vote for Hillary? Doubtful, but they probably won't vote.
They'll just stay home.
A vote for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the deal, you know, because I, frankly, Herb, I've been waiting for Reince Priebus and the established, so-called boogeyman establishment to kind of wake up here, because at the end of the day, establishment still goes to power. It wants the power. It's got to have some influence. And somehow they've got to be able to build a bridge into the Trump campaign and a potential Trump administration to say, okay, hey, you're our guy. Let's, you know, build relationships, just as Trump needs to build bridges into these other communities, whether it has to do with the millennials, Hispanics, you know, the blacks. He's got to build bridges. But I don't see anybody out there with a hammer, a saw, and some boards, you know, building bridges here.
Well, look, you're very smart. I mean, this is precisely what the Republican Party has to do. If you listen to Charlie Manafort, he is saying, look, what Trump is going to do is be far more presidential. He's playing a part. He can go through some sort of transformation. But if you listen to Trump, there isn't any transformation.
Exactly.
I mean, he's still using terms like lying Ted. I mean, almost adolescence.
Exactly.
To say, what kind of behavior is this? This is not presidential behavior.
Well, I don't know that the Republican Party has the courage to really... I think they're just going to allow this thing to go forth and really explode, because I am not seeing a proactive agenda here working in such a way that heals the party and brings it together. And Herb, last time I checked, we're running out of time quick. Herb London is with us. We've got more from Dr. London after the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 minutes after.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down.
Oh, it's getting better, isn't it? I think it's a matter of perspective. Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. We're talking about, you know, what is happening today. It's primary Tuesday. Five states. We've got lots of delegates, 118 Republican delegates, 384 Democratic delegates up for grabs today. And the five states, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. And, oh, what fun we're having here, Herb, on our way to Cleveland, huh?
It's an interesting time. Let's put it that way. It's also interesting to look at the Democratic side, which we haven't looked at, because the Bernie has obviously made Hillary Clinton very uncomfortable, and he has pushed her more and more to the left. If the Republicans have any advantage in this general election, a somewhat dubious claim, but if they have real chance in this election, it is going to be based on having how far Hillary has been pushed to the left. She is now as much of a socialist as Bernie.
Exactly.
So do the American people want another socialist? I mean, it's an interesting question. The expansion of government, the role that the Supreme Court would play, would obviously be a great problem for a great many Americans who look at these matters seriously.
Herb, are we really surprised? I mean, the Democratic Party has been, I guess what I want to say, they've accommodated the socialist mindset for many years. I mean, there are many card-carrying socialists in the Democratic Party. So now, you know, Herb just swung, I mean, Herb, the Bernie, Byrne just swung open the door and just says, hey, it's good to be a socialist. And look at the numbers. I mean, the number of delegates here. We're talking Hillary with 1,428 pledged delegates to 1,153, much closer. But then you throw in the superdelegate mix, which, you know, at that point, if Trump was on that side, he'd be yelling and screaming, you know, like a stuck pig, right?
Well, look, Hillary's got a lock on this, but there's no question that she's been pushed very, very far to the left and somewhat uncomfortable position. And when Bernie stands up, I mean, this is the part that, of course, is most illuminating and also most humiliating. When he stands up with his crowd and he says, look, we don't need all of these toothpaste manufacturers. All we need is one. Really? Only one toothpaste manufacturer, I guess one car manufacturer. And the means of production should be controlled by government. Now, look, I thought the 20th century provided sufficient empirical evidence that this kind of socialism doesn't work. Churchill said, you want equality? You can have equality. It's equality of misery. So I'm astonished that there are young people in the United States that actually believe this nonsense. And to believe that American policies would move in this direction is, for me, rather baffling. I can't imagine that Americans of any ilk, of any age, would find this appealing. And yet, to my surprise, that is happening.
Well, it shouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, again, the communists had said early on that he who controls history controls the future of a country. And what have we done? We've thrown history out the window. And so you got a generation of young millennials who one day are going to, I don't know, find a history book and go, oh, my goodness, this is what America was all about. What were we thinking? You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, the only history they read is Howard Zinn. So they've got this view of America as a nation that is filled with warts and all kinds of boils, and we've made mistakes, and the country really has exploited the poor and exploited various minorities. That's the history they read. They don't read about the accomplishments. They don't read about the extraordinary opportunities. They don't read about the Statue of Liberty and people entering this country in the 1880s to 1924 and changing the character, the face of America. They don't read that. They don't understand that. And so the nation, this extraordinary, unbelievably exceptional nation, to some degree, has been Europeanized.
Yeah, take them through any state of the union, Herb, you know, to your point. And just, look, I don't even going to tell you anything. I'm just going to say, open your eyes. Look in every state. We're going to travel any state of the union, and you tell me how we got there.
Well,
you know, it's incredible,
very,
you know.
Appropriate point.
Yeah.
Look, there is no doubt. There is absolutely no doubt. I was engaged in a debate very recently with a number of people, and I kept using the term exceptional in regard to the United States. And these people objected. Oh, my God. You know, this is this sense of superiority that is so outrageous. And I used to ask one question. I said, where in the world outside of the West can you find any nation that provides legal rights for individuals, that is, who provides for individual rights? And there are no examples. There aren't any examples. the United States and the West provides for individual rights. That's what sets us apart. But again, people don't have any understanding of what it is we fight for, what we defend, what liberty really means. And that's a problem. That's a very real problem. And again, one of the issues is, and something that you do so effectively, you've got to educate the American people.
That's right. Well, the other thing that we could do very effectively, and that is have everybody, every young person, dedicate 2 years in service to this country one way or another, either in the military or some other way. They got to put skin in the game here, Herb. They don't have skin in the game. They've just been sitting there in their classrooms or whatever, you know, just sitting back playing their video games. They don't really understand what freedom is all about, what it means to fight for it. And I'm not saying, hey, let's get every son and daughter and put them on the front line with a gun here, but we have to put them in service. They have to understand the commitment to democracy, what's involved here. I mean, otherwise, they can sit around and theorize all day long, and next thing you know, like you say, they're taking us back to the 19th and 20th century, and that means we're going to have to make those mistakes all over again?
Well, I think that you make an excellent point, and it's something that I believe in. I think that service to the country is necessary in one way or another. People should have some sort of commitment to America, an understanding of what it means to sacrifice oneself for this country. I mean, I would like to take every kid to Normandy, have them visualize what happened in World War II. These young men, 18 and 19 years old, entering those beaches in Normandy and fighting for the survival of democracy. If you go to Pointe du Hoc and you look at that cliff and you say, how did these American boys climb that cliff? There were Germans right on top firing at them. One would be killed. Someone else would get on the ladder. Why would they sacrifice in that way? Because they believed in something. They believed in an idea. They believed in an ideal. They believed that America was worth defending. Now the difficulty that we have is we've learned to love freedom, but we don't know how to defend it.
Exactly.
And defending it is not simply carrying a gun. It's making a commitment to this country and understanding the need for sacrifice. So, I live near the Statue of Liberty. Every day I look out at that Statue of Liberty and I say, thank God my grandparents came to this country. I mean, what would I be if I were lived in Cuba or was forced to live in Brazil or lived in some nation in Europe that was, of course, besieged during World War II? I'd be a different person. So I can't every day. I am so gratified that I've had the blessing of being in the United States. But there are so many people who don't care. Everything is taken for granted. Even the entitlements are taken for granted. And so that's when you have a nation where people no longer understand what it is that makes this country unique, why we are unique and different from others, what makes America idiosyncratic. It is very difficult for these people to accept the idea that America is a superior nation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, clearly we are exceptional based on the treasure, the blood, the resources that we've invested down through the generations, Herb. And, right now, this existing millennial generation can stand up, enjoy its freedoms and its free thinking because of all the blood and treasure that was invested way before the time that they were born. And this is what makes America exceptional. Like no other country on this planet have we, invested as much. And I'm talking in all those critical areas. And I think we have a right, an earned right, to claim exceptionalism, not to be boastful and extraordinarily arrogant about it. But it's just like, look, we paid the dues. If you pay your dues, then you can be there right there with us. And that's what the light on a shining hill is all about, to serve as an example to the rest of the nations of the world, isn't it?
I think that's exactly right. I have my differences with President Obama, but the biggest difference I have with him is the apologia he went through in talking about the United States. When blood, you look at the blood that soaks those graves in Normandy, and you say, we're going to apologize for these Americans who gave their lives to promote a democratic system in Europe. I think that's an outrage.
Without a doubt. Dr. Herb London has been our guest. Herb, is always good to have you with us. President of the London Center for Policy Research, co-author of the book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. This is Bill Martinez, just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, America, you listen to this music and the songs of its encouragement, how it causes us to, as my old friend Casey Kasem would say, keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars. You know, the possibilities, the big dreams that come out of America are just part of the DNA and makeup of this country. It's all in its totality. It is what makes us exceptional, that we can dream big dreams. But there are, the word police that are growing in numbers that would want to curb that kind of talk. I don't know. Samantha Mills is with us. Sam, I'm going to bring you on right now. And by the way, I want to remind everybody, you can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the information about Sam. And Sam, gives us a break every week. And I say, we need a mental break because we can talk politics very heavily and philosophy and, kind of at the end of the 3 hours here, just be drained and go, gosh, I just need a couch to lie down on. But Sam comes in and gives us kind of that bit of an island of respite that we can talk about, the virtues and the good deeds of so many, that are expressed in these viral videos. And Sam, I just can't thank you enough for being part of the show and coming on every week, being faithful to, search out these viral videos, because I get a lot of positive comments from people. They just say, gosh, I love the good news, girl, they tell me. I said, yeah, they should.
Oh, well, thank
thank you so much. I love bringing the good news to you, and I'm happy to, you know, recharge your batteries and refresh you guys with the good news that's going on in the world, because there's honestly more stories than I can even share each week.
Right. So, and this is all the woof and wharf of not only the United States, but you go around the world and you're getting these stories that, you know, just, yes, with all the human foibles that we can express, because we are flawed. Nobody is perfect here. But you have moments where, you know, each, you know, individuals have an opportunity to be extraordinary, to be exceptional, to bless somebody in a very unique sort of way that you imagine, you know, Sam, it, life without blessing, life without other people that could smile, handshake, lift you up, you know, what would that be like? You know, and are we coming to that here in this country where we can't freely talk if we do something? I think, what was it the other day, some kids in a classroom, and I don't know if you were going to talk about this or not, but this was disturbing. And Scott, you can chime in on this because you probably saw that video of the kids at the 9/11 memorial there in New York, and they were singing, singing a song, you know, about American patriotism, and they were told to get out. They were told not to do that.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's just unbelievable. But anyway, let's get on. You know, I say, hey, let's hear some happy news, and I start getting you into other things. But, you know, so forgive me. But let's talk about this officer who was a hero at a boy's funeral.
Okay, so this starts off as a bit of a sad story, but it turns into a very touching moment between this officer and this little boy's family. Officer Damon Cole, this is down in Texas. He was actually the first responder when a little boy named Joshua Garcia went missing. He was 5 years old, and it turned out Joshua had actually drowned. And he said it was one of the saddest days of his 16-year career. And it just broke his heart, and he just wanted to do something special for the family. And the family ended up finding out that he was a part of a group of police officers who dressed as superheroes, and they went around to different hospitals to cheer kids up. You know, he dressed up as Batman or Superman, and the little boy's favorite superhero was Spider-Man. So the family ended up contacting the officer and asking him to wear the Spider-Man costume. To Joshua's funeral, and he came, and he was completely decked out in Spider-Man. And the family, it was just amazing to see the interviews afterwards and see how much it meant to him. I mean, it's just been going viral on the internet, you know. And it's interesting to hear that they asked him to dress as Spider-Man, because when you first see it, you're like, what is this guy doing here? And I mean, it was like, this guy just showed up, and it seemed to just really give them some peace and comfort to know that that officer cared that much. He ended up getting an award from them and everything.
I'm sure he didn't do it for the award, but still, you see, when you have officers like that, and there are many officers throughout our communities around our country that have hearts like that because of the people that they serve. And, these are moments when they come out and they're pronounced like this to these officers' embarrassment, because, like I say, it's not about them getting recognition. It's just who they are. And they're part of our community, and you just need, you know, to embrace them and respect them all the more. Let's talk about the Tidewell Runners Act of Kindness that is going absolutely nuts over the internet now.
Well, I can't ever imagine running a marathon. You know, I ran in high school, ran 5Ks, and I know sometimes people can struggle at the end. And there was one runner that was struggling at the end of the London Marathon, and he actually ended up dropping, and he couldn't run for the last 2 miles. So a young man from Tidewell named Will actually ended up helping him along with another runner who hasn't been identified. They helped walk in the last 2 miles of the race. And the last 200 meters, the young man couldn't even do that. So a third runner came along. You know, these guys all stopped the marathon, and they made sure this guy crossed. The third runner came along and picked up the guy's legs, and they have a video of him crossing the finish line all together. You know, I just think that, especially because people train very hard for these marathons, it's a big deal to them.
Right.
And they kind of they put their own goals aside, and they were like, we're going to make sure this guy finishes. Because he obviously, it was a goal for him too. It was something he trained for also. And it's just really nice to see that. I think there's a lot of sportsmanship in running. It's always a very, like, encouraging, it's one of the most encouraging sports I've ever seen, because you're
only really battling against yourself. So
the thing is, these runners have all been there, Sam. They've all gone through that, where they've hit the wall, and their heart's desire is, well, let me at least finish the race. And maybe even going in, they just say, hey, you can talk to them. They say, well, how well are you going to do? Well, I'm really not. I just want to finish the race. And that's where these runners all start. They all start to say, I just want to finish, and so here are these runners, as you say, they set aside their own goal for that race. And like you say, to run a marathon, you train for it and you're looking incrementally to do a little bit better than you did previously. And then once, then you've got another marathon, maybe, 4 or 6 weeks later. So it's not like they come in next week. It's not like you're going to be in a marathon next week necessarily. So they had to set aside all, like you say, all their training and everything. They had to set aside for several more weeks, maybe even months, in order to, have another shot at it. But their big shot came in helping a fellow marathoner like this. What a sweet story. Another one here is, you have a bride who is marrying this guy, and he is terminally ill. And she does something rather significant on her wedding day, demonstrating her support for her terminally ill groom, right?
This is something very significant, especially for a woman.
On her wedding day.
On her wedding day. It's so strange before we say it, but this bride from Liverpool actually decided to shave her head in support of her terminally ill husband. And for any woman out there, they especially, guys know this too, but women, for us to shave our head, that is a huge gesture. That it's just a huge deal to us. And Joan and Craig Lyons have known each other for 30 years. And, Craig said he's been in love with her since the moment he saw her. He ended up not telling her until 18 months ago. She'd been married before and divorced. And, they were raising money for pancreatic cancer, terminal illness. And what a beautiful gesture.
Great story. Well, I want you to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com right there, because another story you'll want to read about is the little girl's friendship with a garbage man that's absolutely gone viral. And I will tell you, yes, it's a white young girl with a black man that handles the refuge in her neighborhood. And it is very, very sweet, and you're going to love it. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether you join us online or over any one of the 270-plus markets across the country, shortwave around the world, tune in radio on your smartphone, just thank you for joining us, getting involved in the good fight as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. And to this point, our next guest, Glenn Stanton, is the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. He debates and lectures extensively on the issues of gender, sexuality, marriage, and parenting in universities and churches around the world. He is the co-writer of Irreplaceable, a film seen in theaters by more than 130,000 people across the United States and Canada and released worldwide. He is the co-author and co-creator of The Family Project, a 12-session small group DVD curriculum produced by Focus on the Family. Glenn, as always, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very good. It's good to be with you.
Well, I like the topic that we're going to discuss this morning. Is absolute truth dead? And as you and I were talking before, you know, a lot of people are starting to think that absolute truth is dead. But he kind of messed things up here a couple thousand years ago when he rose from the dead and said, my death has been over exaggerated. I'm alive and well, and the truth reigns. If we have eyes to see and we really want to pursue it, I think one of the big issues that we face in our country today, whether it's with our families, our culture at every turn, is that we want to believe the truth is dead, because if the truth is dead, then everything's relative and we can do as we darn well please, can't we?
Well, I mean, that's the idea and that's the running philosophy. But, you know, as you well know, and it's important for all of us as Christians to understand in this day that, you know, even the idea of, you know, the relativity of truth is a self-refuting thing. I mean, it's funny. You ask somebody, do you believe that absolute truth is dead? Yes. Do you really believe that? And they go, oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, all of us cling to truths that we just absolutely believe. I mean, ask anybody, you know, okay, I think truth is what you make it to be. How about if I were to kill your child and say, that's just what I needed to do today. That was truth for me. You know, people can understand, okay, maybe the world's not so relative. And, you know, a lot of times we could just do that and prove that that is so wrong simply by asking questions.
How about if the sun didn't come up in the morning?
Well, it's interesting. I had a friend in college who, you know, we were talking about that very thing. And if you're really a relativist, you would think, well, I guess the sun's just not rising today. The sun, you know, just is kind of doing what it wants to do. But nobody operates that way. We know that there are natural laws. We know that there are ways that the universe works, both in mechanics and in morality as well. And so, you know, we can claim all day that, you know, well, truth is relative. There is no absolute truth. But again, that is a self-refuting statement because it's an absolute statement in the mind of the person making it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to that question, you know, that Satan asked Adam and Eve, you know, relevant to the truth of God. Did God really say?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everything comes into question about a sovereign God who is in control of the universe, who owns everything in the universe. But we want to say in our own arrogant way to accommodate our sinful nature you know, to accommodate that, we say, oh, OK, well, it's all relative, you know, because that gives us some room to move. But the fact of the matter is, at some point, we know in our heart of hearts, Glenn, that that has to be reconciled.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And we need to understand, you know, what Satan was doing there. Satan wasn't just, you know, kind of grabbing out for, a convenient turn, you know, to kind of mess things up for Adam and Eve. He was going straight to the nature of God. You know, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot lie. And Satan is getting Adam and Eve from the very beginning to doubt the very nature of God. And it's interesting today. I mean, all the debate that we're having about gender and, you know, does male and female actually matter and is transgender actually a thing? Well, Satan is getting us today to not just doubt the truth of God, but to doubt the very nature of God because he created us in his image, male and female. Male and female represent the very image of God in the world. And so, you know, here we've got this kind of relativity that we're supposed to be accepting that, well, you know, male is only male because you want to be male or female because you want to be female. But, you know, we can really be any kind of gender that we want.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most current one now is you can be fluid, Glenn.
Right. And
as a gender choice.
Yeah. And that's because, you know, ideally there is not a real male and female nature. Now, again, I mean, think about Satan saying, you know, God is not who God is. Again, we are representing God, if you will, uniquely in not just our humanity, but our male and femaleness. So Satan knows what he's doing there. He knows what he's attacking.
And it's amazing that he's able to do this with such a small percentage. I mean, the numbers of people that we're talking about that are dealing with this issue predominantly, you know, less than 2%, less than 1%. I've heard, you know, varying numbers anywhere from 1% to maybe even barely be stretched it to 3%. And so here it is, the tail shaking the dog. The other 97% of the, of the community is open to accept this discussion. And the challenge is, Glenn, how do we in love? I mean, because to beat somebody up with empirical evidence and, you know, and look, you were born this way and, you know, argue those points. I think that there needs to be a fresh and loving approach to dealing with this issue. Is there not?
Well, yeah. And that's exactly right. And it's interesting because I wrote a book. My most recent book is Loving My LGBT Neighbor.
I saw that.
Being
yes.
Friends in Grace and Truth. Yeah. It's how do we stand for truth in an uncompromising way, but how do we do so in uncompromising grace? And the issue is there that we always deal with the issue itself in truth. Uncompromising, but we always deal with the person that it involves in grace, being gracious to the person, listening to the person, asking the person questions so that we can interact with them. It's interesting. I just read a quote the other day by Victor Hugo. He says, nothing is so stupid as to vanquish, as to seek to win. The real glory is to convince and to persuade. You know, that is what we need to be able to do is, you know, not so much win the arguments, but persuade the person that we're talking to.
Mm-hmm. And we can speak of this in such a way. I think what's happened is that there are so many testimonies out there. And I think this is what you're suggesting here, Glenn, is that, look, if you're set in what you believe in. Because experientially, you know God. You have traveled the journey of life. You've made your mistakes, ups, downs, with God, without God. And you've determined, in much the same way that Joshua determined, you know, through his experience in the desert, taking over the leadership, and even feeling a sense, a sense of the children of Israel there at that point in the desert when all, you know, was well. They saw the fulfillment of God's promise, that here they were in the promised land. And the denouement of the whole expression was, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." For him to make that statement was pretty profound. He put a stake in the ground, a stake in the ground of his life and his family, saying, "This is what I stand and believe in." And I think Christians need to get to that point and make no apology for it. It's not like we're bashing somebody to say, "Hey, look at, we're so much better than you." It's no, because we've experienced life just like you. We've gone through the journey, and this is what I stand for. And then I think that can be the light and the encouragement to others to say, "You know what, Glenn, I want what you got."
You know what, and you make an incredibly important point there, because what you just laid out is the personalizing of the issue. Saying, "You know what, I'm a person just like you. I have struggles. I have difficulties. Here's what I have learned, and I just want to share that with you." And, you know, that can be very, very persuasive, more persuasive than, you know, just like you said earlier, sharing a list of facts, you know, that we think are going to build up, you know, to be a convincing thing. People want to hear other people's stories and how they're just like themselves, and then say, "You know what? I followed, you know, the kind of relativism that you're following, and it just hasn't worked out."
Exactly. And, you know, and that's, again, I think the importance of the stories that we all hold in telling your story. I know there's a movement right now, you know, about what's my story, what's your story, let's hear your story, let's have the time to hear, you know, what people have experienced in their life. For me, this is what I love about, this job that I have, and it's not even a job. I mean, it's just, it's a blessing from God, you know, to be able to have an opportunity to speak to people like yourself and others to say, "Okay, what's your story?" And to listen, and the nuggets that you hear and the encouragement that I get out, and hopefully our audience gets out too, from people who are living, you know, real lives, real experiences, and, you know, not everything is perfect. You get the ups and downs of this journey that help you realize that, yes, there is a God after all is said and done, and he extends his grace and his love and his mercy, doesn't he?
He really does. He really does. I mean, that's the truth of the Christian life, and it's a wonderful hope.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one that will bring peace, and you don't have to be in the struggle of something. And at the end of the day, you know, the good news is, Glenn, we don't have to convince anybody, really. I mean, it's not for us. You know, it's God that will convince them. But we just need to be proper agents and come in alignment with what God's purpose is at that particular point in time. And in that moment, when we meet somebody that needs to hear the truth is not variable. It is not dead. Truth is alive and well and meaningful and will change your life just like it did mine, right?
That's exactly right. Very, very well said.
Amen. Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family. Glenn, always an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a blessed day. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.